one bag, and when I come out of that, I done spent $11.87.
Just in the store there?
Mm-hmm.
Now you tell me that you hung this
meat. You see, it was little stick across here, catacombing, you see, to go across here.
Uh-huh.
And then he would hang his meat up there, put holes in it, and tie it up on this stick. And then we had to get sand and put out in the bowl. And we would get a piece of tin, and then you'd build a slow fog under there, just like smoke, just a little, would go up on the bridge and kill that meat.
And how'd you keep the fire going? What'd you add to it?
Oak chips. See, we was burning oak wood, you know. And we just go out there and get us some chips. And put just a little on there. Wouldn't make a big heaping fire. Just a little. Just a, while that smoke could go up to that meat.
Well, if you had some meat that was fresh and you were going to eat it but you forgot about it, what would it do?
Spoil. If you leave it out, see, we didn't have no ice box. We didn't have no Frigidaire. Well, they wasn't in existence.
So you, did that happen very often?
It was some people. Now, I know it was K.H. Malone. He used to be kind of aging here. He come in here. And lots of people lose meat. He was showing them how to save it. And I didn't have money to fool with Malone. We had one. I said, well, I'm going the old way like I was told. And when I had mine killed, I then got me a sack of salt. And I had that meat buried down in that salt, and I didn't lose it. Another folks had their meat, it was tainted. But I didn't lose any of mine, because I went the old way. I wasn't fooling with Malone. I'm going by what I seen the old folks do.
Well, what happened to their meat sometimes?
It would go tainted, get bad on them. Some of them could eat it, and some would get too tainted. Rotten, you'd have to throw it away.
Is that the same as spoiled?
Mm-hmm.
So you'd say their meat did what?
Spoiled.
Well, what else would you make out of the hog?
Man, you could take the head and make hog head cheese.
Is that the same thing as saps?
Mm-hmm. Hog head cheese.
And what else would you make?
Well, you could take the intestine. It's two sets of intestine. You see, it's a set. You know how small a weenie salt it is? And then with the little hog guts. And the
is that
big,
what they are?
Sure.
I know what they were made of.
That's what it is. And you take the big ones. Well, we call them chitlins. And them things is high downtown there too. You go down there to buy them now. And they used to, well, we had to clean them at home. We had a hydrant and we'd get out there. We'd have a tub, the imp, take those imps and squeeze it at one end and run the filth out of it. Dip it in a tub of water and get it full and wash that water up and down. Drain that out, and then you had to put it in another tub to wash it.